This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This time of year is, for many, a time of traditions. Personal, family, and business traditions, too. And sometimes all three rolled in together. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, tamales are a traditional centerpiece of many a family's holiday meal, and supplying them is a big business. As it happens, we here at Marketplace have a budding holiday tradition of checking in with a couple of local tamale makers in Albuquerque. Marketplace's Savannah Marr brings us an update.
2 weeks before Christmas, Cheryl Ramirez has crossed a few items off her holiday list. New Mexico red and green chilies, lots of corn flour. But she still has some shopping to do, starting at Albertsons, where she's ringing up 10 pork butts.
One guess what I'm making.
Tamales?
Yes.
25 years ago, Cheryl started taking holiday orders from her friends and family, who recommended her to their friends and family, and neighbors and coworkers, until she was basically running a seasonal small business. This year, she's on track to fill at least 250 orders. That's about 3,000 tamales out of her home kitchen. And she's been keeping an eye out for deals on ingredients, like 99 cents a pound for pork.
For the close to 100 pounds of meat, some salt and garlic, yeah, it was $97, which is a really great deal.
For the second year in a row, Cheryl is keeping her tamale prices steady at just $20 a dozen. At her next stop, a restaurant supply warehouse, she explains that's despite some major cost increases for her. Take the 25-pound buckets of lard she needs to make masa.
So these used to be about $25, and now they're $60.
Cheryl says she can offset that by shopping for deals on other ingredients, and keeping her prices low gives her an edge with customers over larger operations that aren't as nimble. Like La Mexicana Restaurant and Tortilla Company, where owner Marco Nunez says holiday orders account for nearly 40% of yearly business.
How are you?
The restaurant is so packed at lunchtime that we have to step outside to chat. A huge improvement over last year, when Marco was having such a hard time staffing up that he had to close the dining room in December to focus on filling tamale orders.
That was a huge issue. This year, it seems like people are more wanting to work.
Marco raised prices on sit-down meals to avoid another price increase for tamales, now $25 a dozen. And he says order volumes are trending back up.
I think it's more people are getting together. You know, they're more comfortable having the whole family over. We've had a few office parties and stuff, which were nothing last year.
Marco brings me to the back of the house, where workers are mixing masa for tamales and tortillas.
Starts off as just corn.
Just one ingredient that's gotten more expensive, even in the last few weeks.
It went up 20%, and then all of a sudden, they called my mom and said, your next order is going to be up 35%. So we're at 55% literally in a matter of 2 months.
Plus, he's paying some of his new hires as much as $15 an hour, more than twice what he did before the pandemic.
Usually Christmas is where we kind of get extra for the year. We're just going to be even, you know what I mean? Which we're thankful for, but the dynamic has definitely changed.
Just down the road from La Mexicana, at a Mexican market, Cheryl is picking up her last ingredient, corn husks, for wrapping the tamales.
Gracias.
Cheryl is expecting a pretty healthy profit this year.
Probably close to about $4,000.
And last year you spent your tamale money on a Steelers game, right?
Yes, I did. And then I got stuck in Pittsburgh for a week almost because of the weather. But it was worth it.
This year she's investing back into the business.
Because I love cooking. I love it. So I'm gearing towards either a food truck or just an actual location.
Tamales are Cheryl's longtime holiday side hustle. But this time next year, maybe I'll be visiting her at her restaurant. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.